Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Mike goes to jail. Dina has a baby. And is J-Wow the new Ronnie? Don't go anywhere. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Jersey!
Turn up!
Yes, baby, that's right!
Everybody turn up for Jersey. We are so excited to be here, just like
we
every week.
Show.
Yes, and I am your host, Justine Devanna, and we have my incredible co-host, Nikia and Benny, and we are all Jersey Shore fans.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, guys, happy Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday, guys. I love that. Well, we don't have DJ today, but that's okay. She's still obviously going to be watching it from home because everybody's obsessed with Jersey Shore, and that is why we are here. So today was, I mean, we started off last week was a really fun, a happy episode, and this one was like, goes downhill a little bit just because it was a little more sad. And this is obviously called Goodbye Mike, which is really sad.
Aww.
This is the episode that we see Mike go to jail. So overall thoughts on this episode?
I like this episode. Now we're in season 3, episode 1, which is weird because season 2 was last week. But I did like this episode because this is the episode where we got to see all the different highlights. Babies being born, pregnancies, divorces, jail. So it was like one of those like full circle episodes. So I liked it a lot. It's a lot of emotion.
Yeah, this episode was definitely, it was a somber episode, but at the same time, I did still really like it because you just got to see like how close all these people are, and that they're, even though they're on TV, they're still real people like us, and they they still go through real life situations just like all of us.
Yeah.
So I really liked how they're able to just show what they're going through to just the millions of fans that they have.
It's true. I definitely thought it was a good episode. I like what you said. You got all the feels in it in different ways. And just be sure, do not leave, because we have our special segment, which is Spiral Squad. And we also have news and gossip, which we obviously, like this show, there's always news and gossip because there's always some crazy stuff going on. But let's just get into the first part. And it starts off, I mean, like I said, kind of somber. 74 days, like on the screen, 74 days until prison. And J-Wow, Mike, Vinny, they're all eating. Mike's like, take me to jail. He's ready to go, but I think inside he was definitely a little bit scared. What did you guys think?
Oh, yeah.
I think if anyone's going to jail, you are nervous, you are scared. I did laugh, though, because I'm like, yo, MTV really has a countdown on the screen.
Right?
So Mike's like, he calls it his vacation, but like going to jail, like, this is real life. And he's going to federal prison. So I love that like he had to be with his people, but I think deep down inside he's scared.
And I think he tries to throw it off like, oh, I got this. This is no big deal. Like he said, this is a vacation. But yeah, like it's jail. Like this is something completely different. Jail is no joke. It's no fun. Apparently he's having a good time though from what we've heard. But yeah, so I can completely like if I was going to jail, I'd be terrified.
Same.
Well, he seems to be okay in the sense of he doesn't really care about what he eats. You know what I mean? The wedding, he was really restricted. Now he's like, I'm going to have some Funfetti's cake before I go. He's eating. He's living his life. What would be your guys' last meal? This sounds so depressing. Your last meal before jail.
Here we go.
Ooh, mine would be...
I don't mind.
I'm trying to think because, you know, there, and God forbid, I don't want to speak this into existence because they have food and commentary, but mine would definitely be like a big Italian meal, like super seafood, something that I know I wouldn't be able to get on inside, like pasta and seafood.
What about you?
I am the biggest fan of soul food. I would just chicken, greens, yams, mashed potatoes. Just get me like what's that restaurant called? crap, what's it called?
Doolin, Sweetie Pies.
Any of those. Just give me
I was going to say Roscoe's.
Roscoe's. Yes, Roscoe's. Really? Yeah, just give me all of that. Mac and cheese, like, I'll eat it all. Food.
Mine's easy. It'd be a huge ice cream sundae. Because I just love candy and ice cream and all that good stuff. But enough,
Guido.
Okay. Guys, we got some really good sound bites, and I'm absolutely here for it. But what I really liked how this episode started was it gave us a little breakdown of kind of what everyone was going through. It showed the roomies' lives. You know, we were, me and Benny were kind of like whispering throughout the whole thing, and we were saying that we really like that they're showing their lives. We're so used to the roomies like being all together, and I'm kind of like, what are you guys thinking about this new, like, show, the new, what is it, format of the show?
Yeah, I love it because I remember like season one of the new Family Vacation, no one had an idea of where the show was going to go. Because I remember we talked about it, they were like, oh, they do season two, they want their kids involved, their families involved, they don't really want to be in a house. But I love that they still do, like, once in a while, they'll do a vacation. You'll go to their houses. They live not too far from each other. Yeah. And though, like, Ron and Polly are in Vegas, we still get that family vibe. And they, and I think MTV is like, yo, we'll pay for a house. Let's meet up like every other week and you guys come through. So I actually love the new format. Get to see the kids, get to see the husbands, the wives. I think it's really dope.
And I think it's smart what MTV did by showing them just living separate lives, because you don't want it to be the same format year after year after year. The show has been on since like, what, the mid-2000s, early 2000s? So it's good to just change it.
2009, I think, was the first,
Yeah, so it's good to just change it up and just show the viewers that, you know, this is a show that evolves.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I love the format because, like we were saying, I feel like there's even more drama now, which we couldn't even think. The drama back then was them just getting into, like, getting drunk and getting into fights. This is, like, real-life drama, which
it's
like I don't
grown-up
think...
grown-up drama.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone expected, but it shows genders... Snooki's gender reveal party. I must have gender Snooki's. Snooki's gender reveal party, the situation, and Lauren's go Christmas tree shopping, and Ronnie was alone at home, all sad. So they showed, like, little flashbacks of, like, everyone partying, going crazy, and then them living their lives, which I thought was really cute. And I think one of the main things that happened this season or this episode was the Jenny and Roger drama. We saw so much unfold months ago. And now, fast forward to August, which is, like, months later, we actually get to see Jenny's side of the story. So Snooki comes over, and they're kind of talking about the drama situation. What did you guys think about Jenny's side of the story after everything we saw on Roger going crazy on Instagram?
Yeah, I was happy we got to hear her side because, like she said, I remember when we were reporting the news on, like, seasons two and one about the situation, and all we seen was what Roger was saying. And I respected that she said, you know, I stayed quiet throughout the whole thing. I wanted to respect him. And I mean, we've heard rumblings and we've heard things in the past about their crazy relationship and him not being the best allegedly husband. So I like that she was able to share her side, because she's very private. Like she said, she's like, you know, this is something that I didn't really want to share, but here we are. He put it out on the news. He put it on live IG. So I'm happy that she did share her side of the story.
Yeah,
I actually felt really bad for her. And it's interesting because a couple of episodes ago, I was kind of in the position where I was like, why isn't she talking about it more? You know, I don't get it. And now after her explaining why she kept quiet, I do understand it. And it's just, it's an awful situation to be in, you know?
Yeah.
Why would you want to be in that situation?
And we were talking before, I think we were all kind of on the same page. We just didn't really understand, you know, Ronnie was like, well, why won't Jenny talk about it? Everyone's bashing me, nobody's bashing Jenny. And it is a little bit different if you look at it, especially seeing her side. She's like, Ronnie puts himself into this. Yes. She wasn't. Roger was exposing. And for anybody that doesn't know, I mean, if you're Jersey Shore fans, you do know, but just a little recap. Roger went public, I guess, after Jenny filed for divorce, which now we learn was before the Dude Ranch, now that we can see everything unfold. Roger, like, went crazy, did like 12 or some crazy number of videos. They showed him in the back of a cop car saying that, like, Jenny put him in jail, all this stuff. And what actually unfolded was Snooki and then eventually Jenny making a huge blog post. I don't know if you saw the really long blog post and videos of Roger assaulting her, of Roger talking about sleeping with other women. All of that came out. So I actually respect Jenny for being quiet after everything we found out.
Yeah, and I think, too, because she has the two kids and she wants to... Because she said it, you know, she's like, he's a good dad and I don't want the kids to see this. So I do respect her. But we did learn that he was abusive and they had such a horrible relationship. Yeah. So I'm happy that she sat down and did it for the show and was... Well, not for the show, but she was like, look, this is what also... Because she is very private. Like, she's not like a Ronnie and a Jen where we literally find out their information from TMZ. Jenny's like, and I think when it first happened, I was like, damn, I feel bad for Jenny because that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it just sucks how he tried to just tarnish her name. Yeah. You know, and she was the one who was saying, you know, I still want him to see the kids.
Right.
And he just completely lied and was like, you know, she won't let me see the kids. The police are taking me away, where the police were just giving him a ride. They were being nice.
Yeah, you have your phone. And you're on IG.
He has his phone in the back of a police car.
I don't know who gets arrested and they get to go on IG live, fam.
Right. He was like, yeah, guys, look, shows the cops. I'm like, come on. Were you surprised when all of this went down? And really what happened with Roger, were you surprised?
No, because since the beginning of Jersey Shore, they've had a really crazy relationship. Mm-hmm. Remember when they got into that fight where he, I don't know if it was accidental, where he like pushes her or punches her and she like punches him back. And I'm like, okay.
It's not funny, but like crap.
You know? So, and I've always heard stories about their relationship, but she's trying to keep it quiet. So when I seen him doing that, I wasn't surprised at all.
I was surprised. You know, I thought, because the people get in arguments and then they get over it. I didn't think it would go this far.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was surprised that it happened.
Like, I was both, I think, because you just don't know to the extent things happen. Right. So you're like, oh, they're happy. They're putting on a face. Like, you just, I don't know. You kind of just, I think, hope for the best. But yeah, I was saying, if you watch Snooki and JWoww, there's an episode where... JWoww's crying to Roger because Roger like wouldn't come visit her and he's like calling her a whore and like like mess up names and was like, no, I'm not coming, you're looking for attention, just like really weird stuff. It actually brings back memories for me. So like you kind of learn. I was like, whoa, red flag.
Yeah.
And this was before Snooki even had Lorenzo. So yeah, just everybody watch out for red flags when it comes to guys, even girls, like
for
Jen.
Sure.
Like Jen. And moving on to Ronnie and Jen, Vinny FaceTimes Pauly D and basically kind of just talks about the Ronnie situation. They found out that Ronnie, or they on, what was it, TMZ?
TMZ!
Ronnie's favorite channel. They found out that, you know, Ronnie leaves with a bloody nose because I guess supposedly like an ashtray gets thrown by Jen,
and then
he like punches the, what's that thing called?
The camera. Like he was punching the doorbell.
Like, bam, we just see him punch it. I was like, I can't. And you know what? That whole situation, I like how Vinny was like, let's sit down or let me text him. Let's just see how he's doing because I really don't think there's that much to do. But do you think that the roomies are right for really just not really doing much anymore?
Yeah, because first of all, can I just say, I love how MTV is so shady because they're making Ronnie do his confessional with the black eye. So every time he does his confessional, I'm like, yo, MTV, you guys are shady.
They could get some makeup.
And I love it.
But he doesn't seem to care.
He doesn't care. He has like scratches in the eye and he's like, yeah. So I'm like, Ronnie. But I think, you know, the roomies can't, like, we're all grown people. We're in our 30s now. We're married. We have kids. And you keep putting yourself in this situation. It's like, what else can we do?
Mm-hmm.
You're a grown-ass man. And you know this woman is abusive. You guys know that it's a toxic relationship. You have that poor, innocent baby and her poor son. You keep doing it to yourself. So what can we do?
And my whole thing is, like, going off of what you said, it's not like they've never helped him before.
Yeah.
They've helped him before, and they've tried to get him back on the right track, but he continues to go off the deep end. And it's just, I've never been in this type of situation, so I can't say it seems like an easy fix, but from where I'm standing, it just seems like an easy fix, though. Because, I don't know, I'm just like, you see him punching walls, he's getting ashtrays thrown at him.
I'm sorry.
Like, aren't you just for me, just the simple fact of always getting hurt would just want me to like leave. Like, aren't you tired of being hurt? Being hurt is not fun.
Aren't you tired? Like, aren't you like, tired of
mentally
it?
And physically? Like, aren't you tired of it?
It's not fun.
It's not fun. Funny, but at the same time, it kind of is. Like, I can't help but laugh because, like you said, he's like beat up, scratched in the confessionals. Like, he's getting ashtrays thrown at him. He's getting like 1 second they're good, 1 second they're not.
It's
like,
crazy.
Jen is. Oh. Like, she's scary.
Yeah.
Like, she's really scary.
I would love to see Angelina and Jen. Can you imagine that?
JWoww.
Yeah,
but JWoww has a kid. She calmed down a little bit from the fighting, probably. Right. Angelina doesn't care.
I
would love to see that.
Oh, that would be some good
stuff.
But
do you think Angelina's a little scared?
Yes. Of Jen? I think Angelina is.
Jen is so scary,
but I don't think JWoww would be. But I think JWoww is just like, all right, let me remove myself. But even if like Angelina's a little scared, but what I love about Angelina, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, she's the type that's like, what's up? I don't care. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I love that.
Team Angelina.
Love Angelina. Hey, Angelina.
Well, going back to Ronnie, I think, you know, Betty, we were kind of feeling, I never really felt sorry for him. Mm-hmm. But why I started to feel sorry for him was because he sits down with his dad, which, by the way, I was like, is that his dad? Like, he looks kind of,
dad's house.
Yeah.
Do you think Ronnie bought him that house? This is what we're trying to figure out.
No, because if you know New York City and you know the Long Island, Staten Island area and where a lot of Italian families live, that's literally what everyone's houses look like.
Oh, really?
I do not know what they do for a living. I'm not going to assume, but a lot of my friends live in the Long Island, Staten Island area, and their family, that's what their houses look like. So even Jersey, I don't think he bought him that house. I think maybe he, like, gave him some money he helped, but that house looks like dad's just been living his good, like, a really good life.
Okay. That scares me that you're like, all the houses are like that. Like,
the majority, most of the houses are like that, like Long Island, Staten Island, Jersey. No, a lot of them just have the money to get their houses. Again, I don't know what they do.
Damn.
For them, but he pulled up. That looks more like Jersey where he pulled up to.
That was a nice house.
That's a beautiful home.
I was like, can
and
I
if
stay
he
there?
Did buy a first house, I mean, his dad, like, that's what's up. But I think his dad is like, he lives a really good life. Dad looks good.
Shout out to Ronnie's dad. Have we ever seen Ronnie's dad? I was so confused.
We've seen mom, but not
so
dad.
Young.
I'm surprised that he was like, cameras come in. Like, he doesn't seem like a we haven't seen him not once.
Yeah,
at least we've seen Snooki's parents. Right. We've seen Dina's. Like, I'm surprised.
Because I think, remember, Ronnie said he didn't have, like, the greatest relationship with his dad. Mm-hmm. He didn't really grow up with his dad. Like, it was really mostly mom, and it was a weird relationship. So maybe over the years, they probably mended things, and maybe mm-hmm. dad's like, you know, maybe he reached out and was like, I need some fatherly advice.
Yeah. Well, he seems to think that he, you know, he said he wanted to get advice from him because he's cleaned up his act. And all that stuff. But I like that he sits down and I wrote here, he said he's tired of being in the tabloids for negative stuff.
Oh boy.
But like,
please.
And then his dad says, you are like the boy who cries wolf. And then there's flashbacks of Ron and Jen fighting, TMZ, tabloids, all of this crazy shit. So like, when he said that he didn't want to be in the tabloids for negative stuff, it's like, but you're doing it to yourself, Betty.
Exactly.
What do you think about this?
I, like you said, I felt bad for him. I legitimately did feel bad for him this episode. I don't understand why he's talking about, you know, the whole tabloid situation, because he is putting himself in that situation. But when he started talking about just feeling depressed, not knowing where to go, mm-hmm. I did feel sorry for him. Again, like, I've never been in that state of mind, so I don't know how to react towards it. So I felt really sad to just see like where he was going and how he got there.
Yeah, no.
You did it?
No, because we've been dealing with this since season one of Family Vacation. Okay, we're now season three.
Yeah.
Ronnie's, what, 36, 37?
What? Almost,
I don't know, 34 maybe. I'm exaggerating.
I think he's 32?
32, maybe.
Jumping the gun.
He's in
almost
his 30s.
40.
No, he's older than me. So I'm going to give him 34, 35. I just feel like since season one of Family Vacation, when homegirl pulled up pregnant and he was already having the situation where he was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. We have a rocky relationship from jump. that's when you should have jumped ship. And then for you to keep going with it, and you guys have been abusing each other when you guys were on IG Live and you do the TV down the stairs and for the world to see it. I just feel like in season three, crazy. I can't.
But see, what were you going to say?
But this is the first time where, like, he's really talking about, you know, being in a depressed state and him actually going to rehab to try to fix it. So that's why I kind of felt bad for him, because, like, he's actually taking the steps. Now, if he doesn't follow through after the whole rehab stint, then that's when I'm like, all right, dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of agreeing with both of you guys, because mental health, like, I understand the feeling, so it's not, like, the depression thing is really not something to mess with. It's really serious. The only thing is I'm hoping it's not, like, he just doesn't know what to do because of the situation where he's kind of, like, looking for an excuse. I'm not saying he's looking for an excuse. Mental health is not something to, like, joke around about. Right. But maybe he 100% could be, and he's coming to realize that maybe that's the problem. Or maybe he has so many issues overall, like, with his relationship and just getting out of it, that he doesn't even know what's really wrong. So he's going and, like, which is great. He's going to get help for something he may think is wrong. And when it shows the previews, it says he's doing better. But then, like, he's still with Jen. So I don't know. I'm not going to say he's not depressed. I'm not going to say that. I can't say that. But I'm just hoping that he did it and he figured it out. But, like, if he's still with Jen, I don't know how much progress he's made.
Right, because we were looking to see if they were still together. And what was it? It was like, yeah, it was a couple months ago. They were still together. So, you know, maybe they're really, because we haven't really heard that much lately in the tabloids about their relationship. So maybe it's settled down. Maybe they were able to work it out.
I mean, I thought it was really, really weird that Ronnie, unless this was totally planned, that Ronnie went to the dad's house, went outside, called rehab, the dad's like, I'm proud of you, brings him and drops him off at the airport. Like, how does that all happen in a day? How did Ronnie come with his bags? Like, unless they knew it and they're like, go on the phone, ask to go to rehab, and then really take you to rehab.
Well, it can happen, because I've seen on, you know, those intervention shows, like, it can happen like that. So, I remember one episode, you know, they were meeting and they had an intervention, and then he was saying, when am I going to go? And they were saying, we can take you right now. So they can set it up instantly, I think.
Maybe. It was just, I guess you never know. You never know with reality shows. And I thought it was so, I was like, if I was in this depressed state, like, it's like Ronnie almost feeds it. Like, the camera follows him onto the plane.
Yeah.
Sits there while he's depressed on the plane. Like,
there's some people who just like being sad. There's some people who like to, what's like being miserable. I don't know if that's his case, but there's some people who like toxic relationships and misery loves company. Like, there's people who really enjoy shit like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's him. It seems like it is him. And I'm talking about since 2008 to 2009, he likes toxic relationships.
Yeah.
And maybe
it's
he does need therapy, because maybe it does come from, like, his relationship with his dad or growing up, because he talks about his life growing up. But I do think, like, for him, and even as adults, we can't just be, like, sitting back and be like, oh, I'm this way because of this. Cool, so what are we going to do about it now?
So you're in your mid-30s. Because
you're a father, like, and you're in your mid-30s, and you're in the public eye. What do you want to do to fix this?
And then everyone is different. Like, I'm not going to everyone's different. I'm not going to judge him for being on a reality show, but if I was in the state that he was in, I wouldn't be on a reality show right now. But then again, he does get a good paycheck, so maybe it's for that. Maybe it's just he feels like he doesn't have a choice and he needs the money. He needs the income, because he does have a daughter that he needs to provide for.
And the name, like, he's still Ronnie in the news. Like, even though it's negative, you'll see Ronnie in TMZ, and it's still
he loves it.
I'm still popping, you know.
Well, on a more positive note, Dina gives birth 9 hours in labor to a beautiful, healthy little boy.
Little CJ. Meatball.
A little baby meatball.
9 hours of labor. When I saw that, I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard longer, which is scary. That's scary.
It was scary because she was overdue, so just seeing her trying to get the water to break.
She wanted that baby out.
She was, like, bouncing on the ball, because they tell moms to walk and bounce on balls and stuff. She's, like, walking. I'm like, oh, but
she was like, meatballs
here.
Don't like to work out.
I love it. I love seeing them in the state of parenthood.
They're such a good couple, too.
Yeah, they're a beautiful couple. Yeah. I love them, too. what I love about this season, they keep showing old episodes. So I love when they're having the conversation and she's like, he's going to be just like me or not like me. And then it's her being drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's what they said. They're like, yeah. Well, if they're like us, we're in trouble. And then she was like, I was a great kid. I mean, I know in my 20s.
Yes.
And then it shows her
flashback.
Like, because when Dina used to drink, she would like mumble and not make sense. She'd be like, no.
She was so cute. She was like,
no.
When she got arrested.
She's like, no, I don't want to.
And then she just falls. Like, she would fall all the time.
She's so tiny. So I love seeing them and like getting married and doing their thing and having kids, but going back to the nostalgia of them turning up and getting
love
arrested.
That. I hope they keep doing that.
I hope so too. It's a good look.
But a part of the episode that like me and Benny just kept looking at each other, we were so confused. Why is Uncle Nino in every episode?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Question. Do you guys think that it was the producers that set this
of
up?
Course,
or do you think Uncle Nino and Mike are really getting lunch? Because Mike seemed confused and didn't know what he was talking about
just
the whole time.
Staring at him. Like, and I'm like trying to listen to like what he's saying. I can't, there weren't really any subtitles. So I'm just like, what is going on?
And it showed Mike like this.
Right.
So I don't know what he's saying.
I laughed so hard because when Mike's like, you know, Uncle Nino was just trying to tell me, and he goes, wait, actually, I don't know what he was saying. I was watching the show here, and I laughed out loud. The only thing I understood, he was like, you know, BJs don't really count in jail. Mike's like, wait, what? He's like, BJs don't really count in jail.
Then he goes, if you need anything, I know people on the inside.
I was like, what is this? Like, Goodfellas? Which is my favorite movie, by the way. He's like, I talk to some people. I know people. I'm like, yo. But I think, you know, MTV has to do something new. And, you know, Uncle Nino's crazy.
He's good TV.
You gotta throw him in there.
They're giving him a little check. Uncle Nino's like, hell yeah. Because think about it. He's made appearances this season more than he did in 6 seasons of Jersey Shore.
He's hilarious. Just like Snooki's friend. Like, you have those people who, they're miscellaneous. You bring them in. We're now seeing, like, more of Chris. Like, you know? And Uncle Nino's just hilarious.
But it would make more sense if it was Vinny and Uncle Nino. Mike and Uncle Nino, I was so... I was like, what?
We're gonna see him in the opening credits soon. Next season.
What would he say? What would Uncle Nino's opening credits be? Let us know in the comments below. What would you guys think they would be?
Uncle Nino's opening credits?
It'd be like...
That's a good one.
It'd be like... Like, he wouldn't say anything. He would just be like, ha ha ha, laugh, and like, be like, you know how he does that thing where he's just like,
it's Uncle Nino,
yeah, that would be it. Yeah, Uncle Nino.
So funny. I laughed when I said I had tears in my eyes because Mike's expression was like, I have no idea what he's saying.
Oh, God, I hope we see more of Uncle
Nino. I like
him,
though. We love, like, he's a good guy. He seems like a good guy, and he's fun to watch.
He's a good time. Yeah.
And, Benny, before we move on, what do you have to tell AfterBuzzers?
Yeah, so we here at AfterBuzz just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And in order for us to grow even more, we need your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead, give us a thumbs up. If you're on iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star. And if you're on either of those two websites, go ahead, leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Working at AfterBuzz means so much to us. You have no idea. And we just want to continue to learn and grow and give you guys amazing content.
Thank you, Benny. And thank you, AfterBuzzers. We truly appreciate you. We love all your likes, your comments. So keep them coming because we read them and we love you guys. And now before we get into our special segment in news and gossip, the show ends with a somber feel. And it's Lauren's filming Mike going to jail. And he basically ends it with, there's nothing else to say, honey. Take me to jail. Which I was laughing, but... Everybody was, you know, obviously it was planned. It showed everyone of the cast, like,
looking at the,
look, Mike's going live.
Yeah.
Go live, Mike. And we just know that. But at the same time, like, it was surreal to see your, can you imagine, like, what would you guys do if your friend was going to jail and you watched him on IG Live?
That was sad. I think it's really mostly sad, too, because, like, the situation has turned into the inspiration.
He really
he's turned into this brand new person. And I love how thought him and Lawrence were trying to make light of it. And she's like, you're guest list. And he's like, I'm going on vacation. And he was like, babe, make sure my commissary's popping. But I think it's so sad to see him in there and, you know, him on his way there. And because, you know, we grew up with these people. So to see Mike. But I like what he said to Uncle Nino, though, because he took responsibility. He's like, you know, I'm trying to change, but I have to serve time for what I did in my past. He's like, I just have to. And that's just what it is. Yeah. So I love Mike.
I can't wait to see, like, what he's going to be like once he gets out of prison. I
know. Supposedly he's having a great time.
Right? Exactly.
He's super buff. Before we go forward, I just want to say shout out to everybody that's in the chat. Shout out to Hansel Morales, Dion, 420. Everyone says love
What's
you guys.
What's up, guys?
Everybody says
thanks for tuning in.
Love you guys. Yes. Thank you for tuning in. Seriously. And now it is time for our special segment, and that is Spiral Squad. And who spiraled the most?
Number one mission is to go out and find the hottest Guido.
Ayo!
Who spiraled the most this episode? Benny, you want to start off?
So this wasn't like a crazy party episode, so it's a little hard to say who spiraled the most. So I'm just going to give it to, I'm going to give it to Uncle Nino.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Uncle Nino.
Yes. I'm going to give it to Ronnie, of course, because he's the king of spiraling.
Yeah.
He mentioned it this episode.
He said, I'm spiraling. Like, he's like, whatever you call it, to his dad. So I'm going to give it to him. And we'll probably, hopefully we won't see them in TMZ anytime soon, but he is the king of TMZ and spiraling.
Yeah. I give it to Ronnie because, I mean, everything that happened in this episode that was negative besides Mike going to jail was Ronnie. So, well, you know what? I take it back a little. He definitely was, but then he checked himself into rehab. So he spiraled in a good direction.
He spiraled in
How
a good
direction.
I like, he spiraled up in a good
direction. He spiraled up, not down.
But Uncle Nino would be my second choice because I have no idea what he, why he was there.
Seriously.
I love you guys.
And it is now time for some news and gossip from our one and only Nikki.
Yes. Well, speaking about Mike, the situation, we know our guy is in jail right now.
Everybody loves the situation.
Everybody loves the situation.
I'll make you love the situation.
We love you, Mike.
God, season one.
I love Mike. Really, Mike for season one. But we know Mike is in jail, and allegedly, some say he's supposed to get out September 24th. Some say he's supposed to get out October 5th. Those are all alleged. But the girls made their way to D.C., which I love, and they had the caption that said, if Kim K can do it, so can we. And they had these shirts that say, free Sitch, and they had these signs that say, free the situation, hoping that they can talk to someone in Congress to get him out just a little bit earlier.
He's almost done.
I know, ladies, he gets out really soon.
And he didn't even get like a year, right?
No.
He got eight months.
When is he out?
So there's two dates. One date said he may get out October 5th. Sorry, that was last year. But some are saying he may get out September 12th. So it's between September and October, but I believe... That's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. That's crazy how time flies. Yes. Oh my God.
And his beautiful wife, she's been posting like these really sexy thirst traps, and everyone's like, she's been getting ready for her man to come home. Something really cute, because remember we used to do this segment called Little Meatballs. Miss Dina posted baby CJ, and I thought he is adorable, and he's a little meatball. So I just wanted to show love. And
we have two new little meatballs.
All of their babies are adorable.
Right?
Dina is, Ron's, like, they're all, like, cute kids.
Ron's baby is just beautiful. Like, but you're right, all the babies are gorgeous. They all look like little chunks, little meatballs.
Yeah.
And they are beautiful. Speaking of our girl, Snooki, she posted on social media that she has a shop called the Snooki Shop that I had no idea. She posted
it's been
and
out
said,
for a while.
I had no idea. Sidewalk sale in Madison. Come check us out. All store sales and other businesses in town. So, guys, if you guys are in the area, she is having a sale at the Snooki Shop.
Let's go.
Maybe I know.
Let's take a trip.
It's been out for a while. Maybe I know this because I'm from Jersey and I'm going to make a little stop when I go home next week.
Exactly.
No, I don't know. She's kind of farther from me. But like, we went back and I freaked out because I heard they're going to be filming in Hamilton.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Which is so weird because I know Dina was friends with my friend from Hamilton. So like, I don't know. Very strange. But can you imagine I just like see them? I'm like, I text you guys. I'll be like
hey, look who I'm here.
Get on that show.
The perks of being from Jersey, guys.
Jersey. Speaking about Jersey Shore, we mentioned at the beginning, we are now in season three. I know a lot of the fans were a little confused like myself, but I happened to find out when I went on all their social media. So this is just from Angelina's page, and she's just like, all new season of Jersey Shore starts. So this was season three, episode one. Mm-hmm. So you guys are not confused. And something that I thought was really cool. So we've been talking about J-Wild and Roger for a while, but it looks like Jenny has a new boyfriend. Ayo. And she's been talking about having lots of sex with her new boyfriend. That's because she is dating a new wrestler. His name is Zach Clayton Carpanillo. And Jenny is 34 and he is 24 years old. And she says she's having a lot of great.
He's 24?
24 years old. And she's 34 and she's having a lot of great sex. And they've been dating since April. Goals.
Wait, so what is with like the cougars? Like, what is with everyone in Hollywood like dating younger?
You know what it is? As someone who's older, this is what I think it is. When you get a little bit older in your 30s, like men your age go for younger girls. And sometimes you're like, okay, cool. And younger guys just go for older women. That's just what it is. So I don't think like a lot older women are like, oh, I'm looking for a 21-year-old. Yeah. I think that sometimes older our guys our age are literally dating 25-year-olds. So we're like, hi, we're still here. So then we meet a 25-year-old and we're like, oh, hey, boo, I'll be your sugar mama. Well, I'm not paying for anything, but you can be my sugar baby. So she's 34, he's 24. So I would love to see how that works out. But apparently they're having a lot of great sex, she said.
She's living her life.
And yes. she, you know, what's so funny is, remember she wasn't a sexual person and Roger would always talk about it? It shows who you're with is probably the issue.
Yes, it does.
You know what I mean? Because if you're not into them, you're like, oh, I'm just not into sex anymore. Like, I'm just not into it. But it's really who you're with.
Who you're with.
And before we head out, I just wanted to let you guys know, I've been on... I was telling Nakia and Benny that I've been watching. If you go onto MTV's YouTube page, they have the Jersey Shore Supercut. So they have every season. They have 1 through 5, and it's like an hour. So what? That's like 5 hours total, which is great. But they go over the main, like, highlights. So instead of having to, which I would gladly do, watch the whole season. But in case you don't want to do that and you just want to see the highlights of each show, just watch. I literally just sat there one night and just watched all of them. And it just went over, like, and it just, like, brings you back. And then...
I'm gonna go to
MTV and YouTube and watch that stuff. But thank you guys so much. We really love chatting with you guys, talking to you guys. We love Jersdays. Nikki, you want to tell everyone where we can find you?
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And if you guys love reality TV, I do more of it on our sister channel at Black Hollywood Live. Sundays at 4 p.m., I do a show called Back to Reality, and I give you all the pop culture and reality news.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
And you can find me on Instagram at Justine Devanna. And until next week, we'll see you guys then.
See you guys later.
Bye, Jersey, Thursday.
Next Jersey.
That didn't even make sense.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.